So during the pandemic, did you actually have to shut everything down?
We did. We were a couple weeks out from our ice show, and then March 8th in 2020 was our last skate.
My goodness.
And then we just decided as an organization to take a year off and till things settled out. And I think a lot of our families felt very comfortable with that decision.
Well, and especially for this particular group of individuals, as we know, many of those with disabilities rely so much on this routine. And so kind of a stopping, starting kind of thing would be incredibly disruptive.
Oh, so. I had many parents tell me, you know, they can't figure out why aren't we going anywhere on Sunday, you know, and working through those issues. Like, you know, a lot of us had to work through things.
Sure.
It's a different world.
Especially very challenging for those who have other challenges that they're dealing with already. So the Gliding Stars, and I know we've talked about this before, but it's been a while. Mm-hmm. And for the benefit of those who don't know, it really is fascinating, the backstory of how Gliding Stars came to be.
It is. I mean, just one person took it upon herself, Dr. Jean Folkerth from the University of Findlay. She was over the rec therapy program, and they needed ice time utilized. Mm-hmm. And she researched this program, found Elizabeth O'Donnell, brought her here, I think it was in November of 2000, to do an exhibition skate in front of the media. And
Elizabeth is actually kind of created this program, right?
She created the program and did the patents on the ice skates and the walkers. And for us, we were lucky. My daughter got to be part of that exhibition skate. And
I was going to say, you've been involved almost from the very beginning.
From the beginning. And it was just amazing just for that 30, 40 minutes, what she was able to accomplish with Taryn on the ice.
And in that half hour, 40 minute time frame, you knew that you had to kind of jump in with both feet, as it were, to make this happen.
Yeah, especially when you go into the world of fundraising and you haven't raised funds like that ever before. But we were definitely knew that this program was something that would fit our community, and it sure has.
And for years, in fact, ours in Findlay was the only one in quite a large region, and we had people coming to Findlay for this program from literally all over the state and even beyond.
You're right, and we were just talking about that the other day. You know, we spun off a chapter in Toledo, which is going to be having their ice show this Sunday at Tam O'Shanter, which that was exciting. But yeah, families will come a distance for it. And then we even have one that's in the Cleveland area. Hmm. It was started by a University of Findlay student that graduated and was a volunteer for us. So
there is quite the legacy of Gliding Stars in Findlay, spawning off all of these other organizations as well. So terrific. And for those who don't know, Gliding Stars is what is called an adaptive ice skating program. Talk about some of the adaptations that you provide for those with special needs.
Yes, we have specialized walkers. So we have the regular walker, but we have them adjusted to the height of the skater. Mm-hmm. We also have a walker that we can put an individual that's in a wheelchair that cannot stand, and they can still go out on the ice, participate, and have that fun and that socialization. We also have two different types of skates that are made to go over AFOs. We also have a skate that's made for feet that have a pronated, more of a flat foot. And so with all that specialized equipment, that's how we're able to look at that individual, look at what their needs are, and get them out on the ice.
It really is quite literally thinking out of the box. And how can we get everybody the opportunity to get out on the ice?
That is correct. And then the other big component of that is that on-ice volunteer piece, you know, and that's something that if we don't have on-ice volunteers, we can't do what we do.
Yeah.
And we've been,
because it's not just the kids, although it's not just kids, I guess.
We have adults.
You have adults too. It's not just the skaters. Every one of them pretty much has an escort.
Volunteer. Yeah. And, you know, like we were talking when I was just talking to Rex, you know, we've had Jay volunteer, works here for 7 years, you know, that once they get there and they've got those skating skills, they really build a bond with their star. And those bonds, like just for us, we are excited because my daughter's volunteer from like 5 years ago is coming to the ice show as a surprise.
Yeah.
So, they're definitely bonds are formed. But if you have skating skills in it, we look at who we match up with for the stars according based on that.
Yeah. So the ice show is where you put all of this together and show off to the community everything that you've been doing. Give us the details on this awesome dance party that's coming up on Sunday.
Yes, definitely. We doors open at 1:30. The show is at 2:30. You'll be treated to seeing costumes, music that you're not going to be able to sit still to. And they will be skating to routines to the songs. And then we've got MCs from here. We've got Big Dave and Kahuna is going to be our MCs. And tickets are $10 and you can get them at the door. And then we're also doing our basket raffle that was a major fundraiser for us. So you can purchase tickets, 4 tickets for $5, and the baskets are all valued over $600 that we'll be giving away.
That is terrific stuff. And it all cycles back into the program of adaptive ice skating for those with special needs. How many skaters do you have involved in the program now?
Right now we have 41 skaters.
Wow.
Our numbers dropped a little, which I understood. Some families were cautious and not wanting to come back.
Right.
But we've got 41 skaters and 62 volunteers on the ice.
That is terrific.